little bit out of my heart tonight, and I'm going to have us in a moment pray. I mean, believe we ought to pray for our nation. Pray for the light to be turned on in the lives of people that are in darkness. We have something that the world doesn't have. Amen. I want to share with you here quickly about the vision of not only our church, but the vision the Apostle Paul used to reach the then known world. He used this all the way into Rome. And I heard it said like this one time, that there's a man inside of man. There's a man inside of man. There's a man inside of you. Did you know that? It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want to read out of Colossians chapter 1. Let me read verses 27, 28, and 29. Colossians 1. It says, to them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect or mature in Christ Jesus. And to this end I also labor, striving according to His working, which works in me mightily. Now, there's a revelation here, and this revelation needs to be the primary motivation for ministry. I'm speaking to leaders tonight. Do I have any leaders here? I consider Wednesday as the core group of believers of the church, but I also am speaking to leaders because I believe God is raising up leaders in these last days in the church. And leaders lead. Leaders serve. Leaders don't look for a job. They just get busy and do what needs to be done. Amen. Are you with me? And so there's a motivation here. Without this motivation, you will never become a leader in the body of Christ. Now, it's a very simple thing, but not too many people really understand it. And one thing, it's not taught a whole lot. But it's this mystery. Paul said there's a mystery here. And the mystery is that Jesus is in you. Say, Jesus is in me.
Jesus is in me.
Ministry primarily has to be motivated by the revelation that Jesus is inside of you. Now, we know He's seated positionally at the right hand of the Father. But just as the Bible says over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, that when a husband and wife come together physically, they become one flesh. But also, if you keep reading the next verse, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 6 and 17, says that he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. And just like a husband and wife come together physically to be one flesh, when you receive Jesus into your heart, the Spirit of Jesus comes on the inside of you and you become one spirit with the Lord. Are you listening to me? Because when you get saved, you may not know that, you may not feel that, and you may not completely got a full understanding of that. That's why I'm sharing this with you, because it's not taught a whole lot today. I don't hear too many people preaching on the fact that Jesus is in you. And you may not get a full revelation of it for a little bit, but I want you to begin to meditate on that revelation that the Apostle Paul gave, that Jesus is in you, the hope of glory. Say it one more time. Say, Jesus is in me. And we know that the Jesus that's in us is not a weak Jesus. He is not a feeble Jesus. Are you with me? Somewhere the message has not been presented in a clarity where most Christians can understand and see that they are righteous. When you get born again and Jesus comes into your heart and into your life, because I know I talk to people all the time and they tell me they don't feel righteous. But you see, again, this is not about feeling. It's not about how you feel. It doesn't really matter whether I feel righteous or not. I am righteous because Jesus, the righteous one, is living on the inside of me.
Amen.
Amen. So you will never, I won't say some pretty stout stuff because I need to say stout stuff to leaders. You will never become a leader in the body of Christ until you get this revelation. Wave at me if you can hear me. You will never become, and I want to share it with you tonight because we in the body of Christ, not just our church, but we need leaders to step up and to step out. And when you have a revelation that Jesus is in you and you are one spirit with Jesus, then you're going to do the work of Jesus while you have time in this earth.
Amen.
While it is light, you will do the work that Jesus has left you here to do. And you can tell who has a revelation of that and who doesn't. Because when you don't have a revelation that Jesus is in you, you become bored in church. Bored with your Christianity. And it just becomes mundane. It just becomes ho-hum. Your attitude is, well, somebody else, there's very few can do certain things and I'm not qualified. Well, you need to understand and get this. Romans 8:11. Just put up on the screen, would you? It says, but if the Saint, and I could quote it, but I want you to see something. It says, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you or lives in you. Do you have Jesus living in you tonight? Okay, I want to make sure I'm talking to the right bunch here. It says, He who raised Christ up from the dead will also give life. Did you see that? Give life. Jesus has come on the inside of you to give life, or as the King James says, to quicken your mortal bodies through His Spirit that dwells or lives in you. And just like a mother, you know, that becomes pregnant, she is a mother, she's pregnant, but when she's conceived, she don't feel nothing until that baby begins to move inside of her. That first kick or that first movement. And all of a sudden, she has a realization that something is alive on the inside of her. And that's what the Holy Spirit brings to you when you receive Jesus. It causes something to come alive on the inside of you. You feel life on the inside, in spite of or despite what you see around you. Are you following what I'm saying here? 2 Corinthians 13, let's go over there right quick. 2 Corinthians 13. It may take a few moments, it may take a few days, but I want you to meditate on the fact and the revelation, because this is the vision that began Christianity in the known world and spread through the world we live in today, is the revelation of Christ in you, the hope of glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Now let me show you what makes your ministry powerful. See, in this church, I believe every believer is a minister. Not every believer will come up here and prepare a 3-point message or stand behind this pulpit and preach. But every member in this church, God has called you to be a minister. Are you with me? All right. Now let's read this, because let me show you What makes your ministry powerful? And again, without this revelation, you will never be powerful. You will be shy. You will be timid. You will be limp-wrist. You will be like Tiny Tim tiptoeing through the tulip. And that is not the Jesus that was resurrected and is seated at the right hand of the Father and dwells in you today by the Spirit of the living God. Amen. We have to get that revelation or we will never be powerful. We will say things like, well, it's just not my nature, Pastor. I'm not a vocal person. I don't raise my voice to anybody. Well, you've got a new nature. I said, you've got a new nature. You were a sinner saved by grace, but you got saved and now you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now there's a big difference. Okay? See, until you get a revelation of Jesus in you, you will always cow down, shy, nothing. You will never have any kind of power in your ministry. You want your glory and your light to shine before men? Amen. That you can glorify the Father in heaven? Yes. Okay. Verse 3. Since you seek proof of Christ speaking in me, what does it say? Who is not weak? Say, Jesus in me,
Jesus in me
is not weak. No, you hadn't got it yet. Jesus in me,
Jesus in me
is not weak. If you don't get a revelation of the Jesus in you, then your Jesus is weak. And the Jesus, the real Jesus, is not a weak Jesus.
Amen.
He is not a baby in the manger wrapped with swaddling clothes.
Amen.
He is fully grown. I said He is fully grown. He is the Son of the living God. He is the Son of righteousness that has risen with healing in His wings. And that God who went into death, hell and the grave and defeated the devil and brought out all that were captive with him is the same Jesus that lives on the inside of you. Get a revelation. He's not a baby in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. It is the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. He's not weak. Say it one more time. The Jesus in me is not a weak Jesus. You will never have a powerful ministry or a powerful testimony until you get this revelation of Jesus in you. The real Jesus. The real Jesus. You say, is there more than one? Well, evidently, because the Jesus I read in the Bible is not weak. He is not feeble. He is not broken down. He is not depressed. Or he would be. He's not in a glass coffin.
Amen.
He's not hanging on a cross on somebody's neck or on somebody's wall or in the back of somebody's church. He has resurrected. Amen. God raised him from the dead. Now he lives inside of you. He said, who is not weak towards you, but what? I said, what? Jesus is mighty. He's not weak, but He's mighty. Man, look at this. It says, for though He was crucified in weakness, yet He lives by the power of God. How do you think you live? I said, how do you think you live? You live by the power of God too. Now here we go. When you have a revelation of Jesus in you, you are not afraid to speak.
Amen.
Well, I don't know anything. You know you got saved.
Yes.
You know you came out of sin. You know you came out of darkness.
Yes.
Amen. When you have a revelation, I'm telling you this is not taught. That's why most, you know, just... The Jesus in you is not weak. The Jesus in you is mighty. And when you have a revelation of Jesus in you, the first thing that will happen is that you will not be afraid to speak. Amen. You will preach. Amen. You will preach. I said you will preach. Now I'm talking about being bold for the Lord. Not shy, not cowered down, or, oh, they're all over there talking at the water cooler, joking this and that, and you don't want to get over there because they think that you're different. Well, you are different. You are different. You got somebody on the inside of you that's more powerful than what's on the inside of them. That's why he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Thank you, somebody. Help me preach a little bit tonight. I'm just preaching to you tonight from my spirit, because my spirit is one with Jesus. Now you ready here? Say, he's mighty in me. Jesus is never weak. He's never met a demon that he was afraid of. He's never... I don't want you just to quote me. I'm saying, Jesus has never been afraid of any demon. He has never been afraid of any circumstance. There has been no issue that Jesus ever backed away from. Amen. Jesus is mighty. Same Jesus in you. You see why it's important to get a revelation of this very simple thing. But yet so many Christians do not have that revelation. That's why they're not a witness, a powerful witness. That's why they don't have boldness. See, not only will you speak, but you'll be bold in how you speak because you know what you know. You know that you know. You know somebody touched you. You don't have to wait for the feeling. You don't have to wait for the goosebumps. You know that you have been translated out of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. You know that He has saved you. Now, here comes the next thing, is that we take an examination. You ready? Look at verse 5. Because we're talking about how to have a powerful ministry. We're talking about to have a powerful group of leaders. Not weak leaders. Who in here wants a weak leader? You don't want a weak leader in your home. You don't want a weak leader running our country. You don't want a weak leader as a mayor. You don't want a weak leader as a pastor. You don't want a weak father. You don't want a weak husband. Come on, somebody. You don't want anything weak, because weakness doesn't live in you. Amen. Jesus is mighty. Hallelujah. Now, verse 5. What does it say? Examine yourselves. Now, here's how this... You know, you may be saved. You're on your way to heaven. We're not talking about heaven and hell tonight, but we are talking about operating in faith. Amen. We are talking about believing and seeing if we can pass the test. Amen. Because if you can't pass the test, you need to meditate until you get the revelation of Jesus in you. You need to sleep on it now. You need to confess it. You need to go through that New Testament and find every scripture in that New Testament that says in Him, in Him, in Him, in Him, in Him. Because when it says in Him, that means it's in you. Amen. That means if you have Jesus, it's in you. Amen. Whatever's in Him is in you. I said whatever is in Him is in you. And there is no weakness. There is no fear. He said, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Now this is what qualifies or disqualifies. Examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you?
Amen.
Hey, I just give you a test. Do you not know that Jesus Christ is in you?
Yes.
Which one? Well, then why aren't you powerful? Why aren't you mighty? See, you know why? Because you don't have the revelation of Jesus in you, the Jesus of the Bible. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." Now, I'm not, get your eyes off money. Poor means lacking something.
Amen.
Whether it be health, wealth, or in bondage, or something of the enemy that has shackled somebody's life.
Amen.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord, or to preach to those that they can be supernaturally set free by the power of God, debt free, debt canceled, not enslaved to any man, owe no man nothing but to love him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about everywhere doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How God has anointed you with the same Jesus. You and that Spirit are one in Him.
Amen.
Now, what did Jesus do? He said, "And the works that I do," He said, "and greater works will you do." Are you with me? All right, now go back over here right quick to where we started. Because I want us to pray here. We're going to practice. You want to practice this a little bit?
Yes.
I said, you want to practice this?
Yes.
All right. Go back over there to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise
now, you are no longer afraid of any demon, any devil, any issue. Are you with me?
Yes.
What does it say? Colossians chapter 1, that last verse 27, the revelation. What's the revelation? What's the revelation? Come on, what's the revelation? What have we been preaching about tonight? Somebody say it together. Him we preach. Who do we preach? Okay. So you're going to preach if you have a revelation that Jesus is in you. Next thing you're going to do what? Is warn every man. You're to warn every man. You're to warn every man, every species of every human that crosses your path that there is a heaven and there is a hell to shun. There is light, there is darkness. There is evil, there is good. What do? We warn people that when you get saved, there is an enemy. And that enemy will come and he will steal. He will rob. He will destroy. Hello? Okay? Then what do? We teach every man in all wisdom. Here's the vision of the church right here. Here's the vision. If you want to know, here's the vision statement right here. We preach, we warn, and we teach every man. Because in the last days, the Spirit speaketh expressly that there will be deceiving spirits.
Yes.
Amen.
There will be deceiving spirits. We have to warn. We have to teach people how to walk in the Word of God. We have to get ourselves in a place to hear the word so our faith can rise and increase, because we cannot please God without faith, right?
Amen.
Okay? And then what? That we may present every man perfect or mature. There comes a time where we've got to take off the Pampers. We've got to get rid of the pacifier. Burp them, dress them up, put the armor of God on them and send them out to the battlefield. Are you with me? I want you to stand up on your feet just a second. Let's practice this.